Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey allihopa, this is Mark, and I wanted to explain something about this episode of Coffee Break Swedish. In each of our Coffee Break Season 1 courses, a key topic which we always cover is that of health, learning the words for the parts of the body, having a sore head, sore throat, a cough, and so on, and also how to cope with a visit to the doctor or a pharmacy. Not only do these topics allow you to learn an important area of vocabulary, but they also provide an opportunity to discover particular grammatical concepts. We are very conscious that at the time of release in early 2021, health issues are very much at the forefront of everyone's mind. We simply wanted to make it clear that these lessons cover a standard topic which features in all of our Coffee Break courses. We hope that you enjoy the lesson and find it useful to increase your knowledge of Swedish. Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 22. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Och vi är väldigt glada för att vara här med er idag.
Ja, det är vi. You said that perfectly, Mark.
What's the word for all of you?
Er alla.
Er alla. Mm. Okej, okay, så med er alla idag, ja?
Ja, perfekt.
Okay, last time we were talking about the weather, and in this episode we're going to be covering another useful topic, particularly when we are travelling, when we get the opportunity to travel, and we have to perhaps deal with problems, things like maybe having a sore head, having a sore stomach, going to the pharmacy and all that kind of thing. So in this lesson and in the next lesson we're dealing with parts of the body, talking about feeling well and also remedies for that. Det låter bra, Hanna?
Det låter jättebra, Mark.
Okay, so we will learn some vocabulary in this lesson and we'll put it into practice with a conversation. Låt oss börja. So, Hanna, what do you have for us today?
Well, we're going to start talking a little bit about the different body parts that that can be aching. So, we want a question first, and the question is, var har du ont?
Now, I think you mentioned ont briefly in our last lesson.
Well remembered. Do you remember what it meant?
Is it pain?
Ja. Where do you have pain? Where do you have ache?
Right. So, var har du ont? Ont, O-N-T, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So how would I answer that? Let's say I've got a sore head, for example.
So we start with the beginning of a sentence, or the beginning of a reply would be jag har ont I, and then the body part.
So I have ache in, or I have pain in, and then so the head would be
huvudet.
Huvudet.
Ja. So we always use definite article when we talk about it in this way. So everything have to have a definite article.
Okay, I'm thinking about this word, and I think we've possibly come across it before. Huvud, is it the word that is used for the capital city?
Well done. Yes. So we can use huvud to mean kind of the main thing, something.
Uh huh. So what is the capital city?
Huvudstad.
Huvudstad, that's right. And I just had this image from our slides in the video version with the image of Stockholm and Huvudstad in some way, I think from our cultural sessions way back at the beginning of the course. So I'm glad I remembered that.
Yeah,
so
well done.
Coming back there, we have, I have pain in the head. Jag har ont I huvudet.
Perfect. Bra.
Right.
So if we just go through different body parts to start with. So we had huvudet, and the next is magen.
Magen. What's the magen, or what's magen?
So mage is stomach, so magen is the stomach.
Right, so I have pain in the stomach. Jag har ont I magen.
Perfekt, jag har ont I magen. Bra. Nästa är bröstet.
Bröstet, so would that be chest?
Ja, bra. So it's the chest. So bröst is chest, and then we say bröstet is the chest. So how would you say I have my chest hurts?
Jag har ont I bröstet.
Bra, jättebra. Nästa är ryggen.
Oh, I don't know what that would be.
Ryggen? You don't recognize rygg at all?
Rygg? Have we come across this before?
Yes, yeah, so I was talking to my students about this the other day. So if you have a think, Mark, what is another word for backpack?
I see where you're going. Okay, so a rucksack would be a backpack. Therefore, is rygge back?
Yes, exactly. A rucksack in Swedish is actually a ryggsäck.
Ryggsäck, okay. So could I say jag har ont I ryggen?
Perfekt, jag har ont I ryggen. And the next one would be halsen.
Oh, no, I think I know this because it's very similar to the German. That would be throat.
Ja, precis.
Okay.
And the last one is knät.
Knee? Is it something to do with your knee?
Ja, absolutely. The knee. So, jag har ont I knät. My knee hurts.
Okay. Right. So, first of all, before we even go through all of these, I would strongly suggest that if you have any of these pains, maybe get them checked out. Don't rely on Coffee Break Swedish for medical advice. But yeah, especially some of them, chest pains and so on, please get them checked out. Hopefully your Swedish will help you. That's all we'll say. Just don't rely on us for medical advice.
I guess it's a good bit that is a podcast. We can just press pause, go to the doctor, and then we can come back.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's go through each of these again. I'll say the English. Hannah, if you can say the Swedish, that would be great. Yeah. So I have... Well, let's do it first of all. The head, and then I have pain in the head. So the head.
Huvudet.
I have a headache.
Jag har ont I huvudet.
Okay. What about the stomach?
Magen.
I have a stomach ache.
Jag har ont I magen.
Okay, then we had the chest.
Bröstet.
And I have chest pain.
Jag har ont I bröstet.
Then the back.
Ryggen.
And I have back pain.
Jag har ont I ryggen.
And then throat.
Halsen.
And I have a sore throat.
Jag har ont I halsen.
A knee.
Knät.
And I have a sore knee.
Jag har ont I knät.
Okay. Hannah, just quickly, what is just knee on its own? A knee?
Knä.
Right, so we don't actually put the E-T on the end of that.
No, so we have ett knä, and because knä ends with a vowel, we just put the T on there, because we don't want double vowels, so we just put a T on the knät.
Okay, so do you always say jag har ont I, and then the body part, or is there another way of saying you've got a sore something?
Well, sometimes we can talk about värk instead, which is ache. And it's most common when we talk about a headache, for example. So, and then we use jag har, so I have. So jag har huvudvärk.
Jag har huvudvärk.
And we also say with toothache, so jag har tandvärk.
Okay, jag har tandvärk.
Ja.
Could you say jag har ryggvärk?
Well, you can, but it just sounds a bit... It doesn't sound right, but it makes sense if you say it.
Okay. So if you're in a lot of pain, you're going to a doctor and you're saying, Jag har ryggverk, because you can't remember the word for ont, you will be understood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to know. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we will be back in just a moment to talk a little more about all of these pains and other things that we might need to say if we need some help at a pharmacy.
Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about body parts and also having sore body parts, because that ultimately is something that you may need to do if you're traveling in a Swedish-speaking area and you have to visit the pharmacy or the doctor. So Hanna, can you give us some more appropriate phrases for this topic?
Yeah, so I guess there's other ways we can be ill, not just being in pain in different body parts. So we need to use the verbs är or har or mår. So first of all, if you would ask somebody if they're ill, do you remember the word for being ill? Because I think we have used that just as a funny word, because you love to do your sjö sounds.
So ill or sick, I guess. So hook.
Yeah, precis. So if we ask somebody if they're ill or sick, we say, är du sjuk?
Är du sjuk? Are you ill? So could I say then, jag är sjuk?
Ja, precis. Jag är sjuk. And for example, you can say jag är förkyld.
Jag är förkyld. What's that?
Is to have a cold.
Oh, right. Okay. Jag är förkyld.
Ja, jag är förkyld. Or you can say jag är snuvig.
Jag är snuvig. What would snuvig mean?
Snuvig is when you're a bit sniffly. And I don't think in Scotland we don't use this a lot. But I was thinking about it. In Sweden we use snuva, which is a sniff. And to be snuvig, sniffly, we use that a lot.
Okay. So jag är snuvig. What else might you be doing?
So we can say that we have something instead. So jag har feber.
Jag har feber. Okay.
And sometimes you have verbs for things, don't you? So if you would say jag hostar mycket.
Jag hostar. I don't know what hosta means.
Att hosta is to cough.
Okay, jag hostar mycket. I'm coughing a lot, that kind of idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And We use sometimes the verb mor, so about how you're feeling. It's not, we don't use it that so often with so many different combinations, but we use it when we say jag mår illa.
So what does illa mean?
I would translate it to I feel nauseous, but I feel nauseous, illa.
Okay, I feel nauseous. So what's the difference between illa and sjuk?
Illa is the specific of not feeling, you feel nauseous, you feel a bit queasy. And sjuk is like a general to be ill, yeah.
Okay. What about if you're actually being sick, like vomiting?
Ja, jag kräks.
Jag kräks. Is there a reason that's like not a normal verb? Why it's ended us?
I hope you weren't going to ask that. Several of my students have picked up on that, and we have had discussions about, you know, like how we often have s as a passive verb, uh-huh. And people were like, "Is it because you don't have control over it? Is it?" And I have no idea why, but it is an s on then. Jag kräks.
Okay, we'll accept that then. So let's just go through each of these sentences or these phrases again. And I'll say the English, you say the Swedish.
Yeah.
Are you ill?
Är du sjuk?
I am ill.
Jag är sjuk.
I have a cold.
Jag är förkyld.
I am sniffly.
Jag är snuvig.
I am coughing a lot.
Jag hostar mycket.
I have a fever.
Jag har feber.
I feel nauseous.
Jag mår illa.
And I'm vomiting. I vomit.
Jag kräks.
Okay, Hannah, I think it is about time that we put some of this language into practice. So you've prepared a dialogue, haven't you?
Yes, so it's just a dialogue, somebody asking how somebody's feeling. I think you're going to recognize most of the vocabulary from previous lessons and today, but I guess it's some new words, so we had to practice, Mark. You wouldn't be able to do this just...
You've let the cat out the bag, Hannah.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, to be clear, yes, I have been rehearsing this dialogue. It's not something that I would have been able to say without a little bit of rehearsal. But hopefully it will give our listeners a chance to try to identify some words and phrases and also recognize the ones that we've learned in this lesson. Okay, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Hur mår du? Du ser trött ut.
Jag mår illa. Jag har huvudvärk och ont i halsen.
Börjar du bli förkyld?
Jag tror det. Jag är varm.
Har du feber?
Jag vet inte, men jag tror jag går hem och vilar.
Gör det och krya på dig.
Tack. Jag ringer om jag är sjuk imorgon.
Okay, so what we'll do now is slow this down. Quite significantly, and we'll listen again, and then after that we'll go through the dialogue and explain everything. So let's begin again. Hur mår du? Du ser trött ut.
Jag mår illa. Jag har huvudvärk och ont i halsen.
Börjar du bli förkyld?
Jag tror det. Jag är varm.
Har du feber?
Jag vet inte, men jag tror jag går hem och vilar.
Gör det och krya på dig.
Tack. Jag ringer om jag är sjuk imorgon.
Okay, so let's go back through the conversation and we'll talk about all of the words and the phrases in here. And Hannah, you're going to do both parts of the conversation so that we're getting the perfect pronunciation.
Yes, so to start with, you asked me, hur mår du? Du ser trött ut.
Right, okay, so hur mår du is easy enough, how are you? And then we've seen ser and ut before, so you look something out, you see something out.
And I thought we sometimes have said about trött when we have been speaking to each other in the beginning of lessons and we've been a bit... tired.
Absolut, ja. Du ser trött ut. You look tired.
Ja, precis.
Let's hear that again. Just that word, that phrase.
Du ser trött ut.
Du ser trött ut. Okay. And then you went on to say.
Jag mår illa. Jag har huvudvärk och ont i halsen.
So, jag mår illa. You're feeling nauseous. Then you said, jag har huvudvärk och ont i halsen. So, I have a headache and pain in the throat, an ache in the throat.
Yeah, a sore throat. And then you ask me, börjar du bli förkyld?
So, this is a phrase that we've never heard before, but we have heard the individual words before. So we often say, ska vi börja? Shall we begin? Börjar du, are you beginning? Bli is to become.
Ja.
And förkyld, to have a cold. Are you starting to get a cold?
Great, you sounded like a detective there. Kind of put it together, yeah.
Okay, and then you said?
Jag tror det. Jag är varm.
I think so. Jag tror is like I believe or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So jag tror det. I think so. Jag är varm. I am warm.
Yes, so we recognize it from last lesson about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
About is being warm weather.
Yep, so a person can be varm as well.
Yes, but we don't have the T on the end there when we talk about a person.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then you go on and ask me, har du feber?
Have you got a fever?
Yes. Jag vet inte, men jag tror jag går hem och vilar.
So, jag vet inte is something that we've learned. I don't know. Men jag tror, but I think, jag går hem. I'm going home.
Yes.
Och vilar. Now, I know what vilar means, and I'll tell you why in a moment, but I think it means to rest.
Yes, well done. And now I want to hear, how do you come up with that? How did you know?
Let's finish the conversation and then I'll tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm. So. Interesting. Yes, I say that I think I'm going to go home and rest. And then you say, gör det och krya på dig.
So, gör det means like do that.
Yes.
So we've seen göra before, but the last part of that was completely new to me. Tell us more about krya på dig.
Yes, so it's a very useful phrase if you meet somebody who's not feeling well, because it means to get well. So it's a very polite phrase. Krya is a funny word that is an old word that we don't normally use very much, except with this phrase. Or if we say that somebody being fit and healthy, then mm-hmm. we say frisk och kry, but otherwise we don't use kry.
Okay, so the sentence itself, krya på dig, is that take care of yourself, basically?
Yeah, get well soon.
Okay, and then you said?
Tack, because you just have wished me to get better. Mm-hmm. And then I say, jag ringer om jag är sjuk imorgon.
Okay, so jag ringer, I ring, I'll call you. Om jag är sjuk imorgon, if I am ill tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, jättebra.
Was it a difficult conversation, do you think, Mark?
I think when we go through it, and certainly when we slowed it down, most of the words we can work out. Again, there were a few new words or new expressions, du ser trött ut, and the börjar du bli förkyld was a new concept in a sense. And then, of course, we had vilar.
Oh, yes, you have to tell me about that.
Well, there is, I may have mentioned once or twice that I am a huge fan of the music of Benny Andersson.
What? And, have I missed this?
And Benny Andersson wrote an absolutely beautiful piece of music, which was to the words by the poet Kristina Lund. And the piece of music and the song is called Vilar glad i din famn.
Ah, okay. And what does that mean?
Well, I think, according to what I've learned before, that means sort of resting happily in your arms.
Perfect. Excellent. Yes.
And it is a beautiful song. It was actually used at one of the Swedish royal weddings a few years back. And if you look for on YouTube, if you search Benny Andersson and royal wedding song or something like that, you'll see this being performed. And it was performed by a choir and also by traditional fiddle players. And I think there were even some nyckelharpa there. And it was an amazing concept, amazing piece of music.
Oh, I'm going to look this up after the lesson.
Please do. So that is why I know Vilar. Vilar glad I din fam. That's F-A-M-N if you're looking for this. And I've also actually just posted a piano version of this on my YouTube, my personal YouTube channel. So have a look for that as well.
Ah, I will do that.
Okay, on that note, I think we will finish this lesson there. Of course, as ever, you can get more out of this lesson and all our Coffee Break Swedish course by heading over to the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll find lesson notes which explain everything and give you extra material to understand these phrases, and also the video version of each lesson and the bonus audio. And we're just about to record the bonus audio content now. We've got some additional vocabulary to practice, and we're also going to be talking a little bit about the plural forms of some of the parts of the body in that bonus vocabulary lesson. So if you're already using the bonus materials, you can listen to that now. Otherwise, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
And remember that you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish. And we post regular content to help you build your cultural knowledge of all things Swedish.
Så, Hanna, jag hoppas du mår bra.
Ja, det gör jag.
And we'll be back soon with our next episode. For now, tack så mycket och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.